The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to a surprise racing podcast for us on a Saturday. Saturday, June the 2nd, of course, Derby Day. And while all the hullabaloo is going on over the RSC at Epsom, we've got to deal with a small matter of a seven-race programme at Tramore. Andy Holding here, bringing you all the latest news and selections for that decent card, it has to be said, over the jumps. Quite a competitive looking card. I think there's some nice little wages to be had as well throughout the evening. We begin with the Mare's Beginner's Chase. And of course, William Milner's is always well represented in races of this nature. And Carolee is certainly no exception here. She's been applying and trading some very good handicaps throughout the winter without getting ahead in front. And her run last time out at the Punchestown Festival suggests that if she can translate that kind of form over the larger obstacles, she could be very difficult to beat here. I don't see dropping back to 2 miles either as a barrier to success. There are one or two other interesting horses in this race, however. Michael Winters is going through a good patch, and Granny Biddy, one of his money spinners from last summer, makes her eagerly weighted chasing debut, so she should go well. But the one I'd probably select if I was looking for an each-way alternative to the favourite here would be Moses McCabe's The King's Baby. Of course, has already had the experience of running over fences down in Roscommon last time out. I actually thought she was a bit unlucky not to win that day. Screaming Moses was a very heavily backed favourite from the Willie Mullins stable. Rather intimidated this 70-year-old mare on the running. And I thought actually this steward might have turned the form around or turned the result around, but they didn't. And that Moses McCabe's 70-year-old has got another chance, let's say, to get a winner on the board on a second start over the larger obstacles. But 11-2, top price in the morning line. I'd probably go each way. The King's Baby there in the opener, the 5.45. On to the first of the handicaps then, and this comes up in the shape of the 2 mile handicap. And Dark Outsider is a worthy favourite here, you'd have to suggest. He's quite a popular and admirable 10-year-old. He often pops up every now and again, and he does really well at this time of year. All his victories seem to come in May and June. He likes good ground, and he certainly likes these sharpish tracks as well. He's won here before. He almost made all the running the other day, only to get outrun by Baker Street, but of course he got the result in the stewards' room, rather fortuitously in my opinion. But back in third that day was a real big eye catch in the shape of Islip, who came from an absolute country mile back. He must have been 20-25 lengths behind with the circuit to run. And yet, on the home turn, he was in there with a bit of a chance, but he couldn't quite go through with it, having made up all that ground. But it was certainly a much better run from David O'Brien's 10-year-old than his previous four runs over the larger obstacles. Now, the other major factor here is that Islip has won here 3 times now less in the past. This is very much his happy hunting ground. All his victories are coming this time of year, April, May, June. He loves good ground. He's got that tonight. And off a mark of 93, surely Islip with the clear odds got to be somewhere there or thereabouts here. I thought he was a decent each-way bet. Top price 5-1 this morning. And he's probably my strongest bet on the card there in the second race. On to the third then, the Maiden Hurdle coming up at 6.50 over 2 miles. And all eyes will no doubt here be on Rio Lobo from the Henry de Bromhead stable. He's definitely got the best form and the best profile to take a race this nature. He's coming down from the heady heights of running in a Leopardstown Maiden Hurdle last time out behind the likes of Paloma Blue, of course, fourth in the Supreme Novices, an impact factor who went on to win subsequently and take on graded races thereafter. He looks as though he didn't really like the ground, and that's certainly why the Bromhead camp have sort of got their mindset here. They'll quite clearly see this horse as a fast ground horse, and it wouldn't surprise me if he ended up something like the Galway Festival after today, if he does indeed win. Nice type as well, actually, Rio Lobo. But at the prices, I'd probably be prepared to overlook him and suggest backing Cloudy Back West each way, even though this horse has yet to win a race in 6 starts. I thought he ran really well last time out. And what's, I think, quite a decent Maiden Hurdle down in Limerick. It was a strongly run affair won by Jetez, who certainly had the form on the board to win a race of that nature. But I like the way this 6-year-old grey plugged on to finish never nearer fifth. A repeat of that performance would surely see him go close here. And of course, the last time this horse ran beforehand, he was actually in the narrow lead when he fell at the Listowel Festival back this time last year. So he's got a bit of a residual quality. He ran well after a break last time out, and I see 7-1 knocking around for him this morning. That doesn't look a bad each way bet from where I'm sitting anyway. So Cloudy Back West each way in the 650 is the recommendation. On to the 720 then, and the big eye catcher here for me is Ingleby McKenzie. I think he's quite a well-handicapped horse, his four-year-old. Obviously, he's running in really good maiden hurdles on heavy ground during the middle of the winter. He got a handicap mark, and he ran really well on his first attempt in that new discipline behind EJTK, who has won since at Down Royal on the 7th of May. A couple of weeks later, he looked like he was going to win all the way around that round Wexford, but he just was a little bit too keen in the early stages, and those early exertions just caught up with him towards the back end, and he got outrun by in a pinch in the latter stages. But he was nicely clear of the rest. The time figure was good, and this horse has, like I say, got a very, very good cruising speed, and hopefully, if tonight Shane Flanagan can just get him to settle a bit better, he's got every chance of putting a one next to his name here. He certainly will win during the summer period, without shadow of a doubt. On to the 750. Not a particularly strong race, it has to be said. Smitty Bacall, probably just about to set the standard, having finished second down in Clonmel the other day behind one of Henry de Bromhead's, who made all the running. But I'm not overly enamoured by that form, and at a very short price, I'd rather go with Book of Trend, who I think ran in a much better race of the day down in Tipperary behind one of Willie Mullins' nicest summer jumping horses, Prince Dabriel, who was coming there off the back of a long layoff. The time figure of that race is very good, incidentally, and this horse, who kept on well from the back of the field, has certainly run a career best in finishing a respectable third. I see he's available to back at 7-4 this morning, and I think that's a much better price. I think he's got much better form than the favourite, and hopefully he can justify my opinion on him by taking that maiden hurdle. On to the 8:20 then, the concluding handicap coming up over 2.5 miles. Several that catch the eye here, none mostly than Pat's Pearl, who represents a stable whose last two horses are both won. That's from the John McConnell yard. And he ran really well down in Downpatrick the last day when finishing second to the very well-ridden 2-1, who was given a fantastic ride by Luke Dency from the front. It was very much a day where the pace setters dominated, and he rather nicked it on that 33-1 shot. But Pat's Pearl, who was held up, certainly has to be upgraded for that performance, the way he came through the field. And he's also got some good form on decent ground as well. And most notably, she was second in the maiden hurdle here last year over 2 miles. So she's got track form. So everything points in the direction for Pat's Pearl to run well. The other one to mention positively is Definite Soldier, who comes out the back of a good run the other day down in Killarney, which was a very good race on the speed figures behind one of Willie Mullins' hot pots. And considering that he'd been plying his trade mostly over fences prior to that, this course winner from the John Kinsella stable is a major consideration here against my first choice anyway, Pat's Pearl. On to the final race then, and quite a trappy bumper here. Don't know too much about these. Even the ones that have been chalked up relatively short in the market have all been plying their trade in the point-to-point field, or none of them have had a run, of course. No great surprise to see Drama Llama Lucy here favourite, mare by Yates, course trained by the master Willie Mullins. She, of course, is nicely related to several previous winners as well in the National Hunt sphere. So quite clearly, she's the one that most her rivals have got to contend with if she manages to run to the level that a lot of Willie Mullins' do first time out. Isabel's Gold, of course, won a point-to-point at Drumahane. Now, Drumahane's a track that I'm quite familiar with regards previous winners. It seems to be a bit of a hunting ground for some really good types, and a lot of money spent on horses that win at Drumahane. So with John Queeley's charge being quite prominent in the betting, and of course having the experience of having a run, albeit in the point-to-point field, then clearly that one's got to be a consideration. And of those that have had a run, I thought Siege of Tubbrook ran quite well behind one of Robert Tyner's down in Tipperary on her Royals debut behind Carrigmore Wood. I think that form is not too bad, and 12-1, she probably is worth a look now she's on better ground, being by the sire Milan. But obviously the market really and the race revolves around Drama Llama Lucy. If she's up to scratch, then she'll probably take the last for Willie Mullins. Thanks very much for listening to this edition then of the Irish Racing Podcast. Decent car, like I say, tonight, Tremor. Hopefully we've nominated one or two winners for you. We're going to be taking a look at the first day of Listowel's June Festival tomorrow, which begins, of course, at 2:10. It's a 7-race flat card, so hopefully you can join me again tomorrow. Until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.